On Tuesday, November 6th, Minnesotans will have different issues to face on the ballot. This is KVSC's news director Amelia Rowland to talk about the marriage amendment. Today, you will hear the voices of three different people. I spoke with Kate Brickman, who is the press secretary for Minnesotans United for All Families, who is on the Vote No side. For Vote Yes, I spoke with Christine Cotton, who is the director of marriage and family of the Diocese of St. Cloud. Also during that interview, Father Tom Noblock from the Diocese of St. Cloud spoke up. While some of the questions asked were not always the same, I gave each side their chance to explain why they are either voting yes or no. For those people who still aren't aware what the upcoming marriage amendment will be about, can you explain what it is a little bit?
Sure. So on November 6th, Minnesotans are going to vote on one of the amendments, which, you know, at its basis is about whether we're going to limit the freedom to marry for gays and lesbians in our state. It's already against the law right now in the state of Minnesota for gays and lesbians to get married. What we're voting on November 6th is whether we're going to take that existing law and put it into the constitution of our state and permanently limit the freedom to marry in Minnesota.
Well, the marriage amendment is basically solidifying into our constitution that marriage will only be recognized in the state of Minnesota between one man and one woman.
What are some of the common concerns people have about voting either way?
You know, we hear a lot from people that, you know, when they stop and think about this amendment, at its very basic, it's limiting a basic freedom for one group of people just because of who they are. You know, I think when you ask the majority of people why they got married, you know, they say, I got married because I fell in love and I wanted to make a commitment and take responsibility for one another. I know it's why I got married about 5 years ago myself. And I think when people stop and think about that, about what marriage really means, they realize that gays and lesbians just want to join marriage for those same reasons, for love, commitment, and responsibility. And when people stop and think about it, about how, you know, we want to treat others the way we would want to be treated, they realize that none of us want to be told it's illegal to marry the person we love, and that it's wrong to tell gays and lesbians that we're going to permanently limit their freedom in our state.
I think the concerns, particularly on voting yes, or maybe not the concern of why they want to vote yes, is because currently we have a statute that says that marriage is between one man and one woman. However, statutes in the law can be overturned either by the judicial or the legislative branches. And so this would make this by the vote of the people and could only be changed by the vote of the people.
I've noticed that some people are making this issue about religions. Is this really just about religion? I mean, there are religious institutions that allow for gay and straight people to be in their masses, and they're okay with it. Does this boil down to just a religious issue?
I would say no. I think the Catholic Church, along with some other churches, has had a voice in this as a social issue. We are citizens of the state of Minnesota and the United States as well, and so we have a concern as citizens also about how our society is structured, and that's been the basis of our input on this question, not merely from what happens within our churches, but what happens in the society in which we live. And we understand that not everyone will agree with our perspective, but we're speaking primarily not from our theological perspectives as much as human experience and our concern for society.
I don't think it boils down to religion. I think religion has been a really big part of this, and I think you're exactly right. There are churches on both sides of this debate. There are literally hundreds of churches and temples that have been working with us to defeat the amendment, and right now there are more than 600 religious leaders of all denominations in the state of Minnesota who are actively working to defeat the amendment because of what you just said, that there are churches who want to marry gay couples. There are churches that don't want to marry couples. And no church will ever be forced to marry a couple that they don't want to, just as they're not forced to do that today. But if we pass this amendment, we're telling all churches that they have to follow the same rules as one interpretation of the Bible. And so I think the best thing to do is to take the government out of the debate and allow churches to decide for themselves who they do and don't marry. So, you know, I do think it comes down to an issue of religious freedom, but in the sense that we should continue to preserve religious freedom in our state and not use this amendment to take away religious freedom from hundreds of religious leaders in our state.
Is there anything that you've heard that people are talking about that is simply just untrue about this amendment?
You know, I don't want to spend too much time talking about what their arguments are. I, you know, frankly, I find it hard to follow some of them. You know, I do know that supporters of the amendment are, you know, especially through some of their latest TV ads, are making some really, you know, sadly dishonest and misleading claims. I know a couple of local news outlets have called those ads deceptive and misleading, and it's just a shame that the supporters are trying to deceive Minnesotans about what we're voting on. I think at the end of the day, what we're voting on as a state on November 6th is whether we're going to limit the freedom for one group of people just because of who they are.
All right, so why should voters decide that this should be in the Minnesota Constitution? What gives us as a state the ground to decide this?
One of the issues, of course, is that there are, I believe, 31 other states that have already faced this question and have included the definition of marriage between one man and one woman in law in their constitutions through amendment. The only places in the United States where marriage in some other definition, same-sex marriage, has been recognized has been through either judicial decision or legislative action that has not been the direct voice of the people. And so that's one of the reasons why the constitutional amendment brings this question to all of the people of the state about how they want their law to be structured.
What if the amendment does get passed? What will happen? And what will happen if it does not get passed?
If it does not pass, nothing really would change immediately in law. All it does, the amendment would place in the Constitution the existing statutory law and confirm what has always been the case in Minnesota up to this point since its founding. So it would not change any law or practice if it were to pass or if it were to fail.
At the end of the day, voting no basically continues the status quo, which is whether we pass this amendment or we defeat this amendment. On November 7th, gays and lesbians still are not going to be able to get married. But if we put this amendment into the Constitution, what it really does in our state, what the actual effect is that it shuts down the conversation forever in our state. And it says to the next generation, you don't get to have your say. We're going to make this decision today, and we're going to permanently put that into our Constitution and shut things down from us, you know, being able to continue talking about this. So I think in terms of, you know, thinking about what the actual effect is, since it does, you know, remain that gays and lesbians can't get married either way the next day, I think what really happens is that it does say to the next generation, your voice doesn't matter on this.
I think one of the concerns, though, about if it doesn't pass is that there are several things that are already starting to emerge that would change the definition of marriage. For example, there are some court cases in Hennepin County, and in last year's legislature, there were five bills that were introduced to either change the definition of marriage or to eliminate marriage altogether. And so there are concerns that we have if that would happen. And so that it is important from our point of view that we would vote yes on the marriage amendment.
All right. So why should voters decide that this should be in the Minnesota Constitution? What gives us as a state the ground to decide this?
One of the issues, of course, is that there are, I believe, 31 other states that have already faced this question and have included the definition of marriage between one man and one woman in law in their constitutions through amendment. The only places in the United States where marriage in some other definition, same-sex marriage, has been recognized has been through either judicial decision or legislative action that has not been the direct voice of the people. And so that's one of the reasons why the constitutional amendment brings this question to all of the people of the state about how they want their law to be structured.
You just heard Father Tom NoBlanc from the Diocese of St. Cloud. Also from the Diocese of St. Cloud, Christine Cotton, who is the Director of Marriage and Family. Also during this interview, you heard from Kate Brickman, who is the Press Secretary for Minnesotans United for All Families. No matter what side you are on, the only way your voice can be heard is if you go out and vote on November 6th.